This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue with a special Easter series, How the Resurrection Gives Us Hope. In these lessons, Pastor Rick will share the six reasons why the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us far more hope than anything else the world has to offer. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a wonderful resource called the Journey with Jesus Deluxe Gift Book. It will show you the significance of the 15 stops Jesus made on the road to Calvary. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called How the Resurrection Gives Us Hope.
Now there's a third reason we have hope. And it's this: we now have God's Spirit in us. We now have God's Spirit inside of His Spirit of power, His Holy Spirit, His Spirit of love. The night before Jesus went to the cross, before He dies, He says, guys, I'm going to be leaving. I'm going back to heaven. But I'm going to send my Spirit to be inside you. Now, at the end of 40 days, Jesus ascends back up to heaven. But before He did, He tells them, He says, don't do anything until I send your Spirit. Don't try to do anything on your own power. Wait for my Spirit. He's going to give you power. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus says this, before He goes back to heaven. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power. And you'll tell people everywhere about me, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And so 10 days later, after 40 days of resurrection, this is 50 days, God sends His Holy Spirit to live in every believer. Now, this is the third reason why Christianity spread so fast after the resurrection. They had seen Jesus face to face, and then He says, I'm going to send my Spirit to be in you, and He's going to give you power to do things you couldn't do on your own. So now they've gone from fearful to fearless. They've gone from hopeless to hopeful. They've gone from being cowards to being courageous. Let's take on the Roman Empire. Nothing is going to stop them. Now they've seen Jesus alive. He is who He said He is. And now He's saying, I'm putting my Spirit in you. And they're empowered by God's Spirit. Do you know that God never intended for you to go through life just on your own power? God wants to have a personal connection with you. He wants to put His love, His power, and His Spirit inside you. That gives you a supernatural advantage. It gives you additional power that you don't have on your own. When you don't have that power, you say things like this: I'm at the end of my rope. I'm barely hanging on. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm running on fumes. I'm out of gas. I don't feel like I can make it to the weekend. Why? Because you were never meant to live your life just on your own power. God wants you to be plugged into the power. Until you're plugged into the power, you can't fulfill your purpose. A blender can't fulfill its purpose unless it's plugged into the power. A vacuum cleaner can't fulfill its purpose unless it's plugged into the power. You can't fulfill your purpose unless you're plugged into God's power. Now, here's the amazing thing. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, split history into AD and BC, that same power is available to you on a daily basis. Yeah, come on, Rick. No, I'm serious. Look at this next verse. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. I pray that you will begin to understand, this is the Bible talking, how incredibly great His power is, that's God's power, to help those who believe Him. It is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. What is this power? It's the power of God's Spirit in your life. Now listen, you say, well, what does that mean to me? If God's Spirit can raise a dead Jesus, He can raise a dead marriage. If God's Spirit can raise a dead person, He can raise a dead career. If God's Spirit, resurrection power, can raise a dead man, He can raise a dead dream. He can do anything in your life. He can do anything in your life. It's all easy. What is this power? It's the power to be free from your past. It's the power to break those memories that have been holding you back. It's the power to start over when you feel like giving up. It's the power to change things you think you could never, ever change, and you can't on your own. It's the power to overcome habits and hurts and hang-ups that hold you back. It's the power to keep going when you feel like giving up. That power is available to you. That's resurrection power. That gave them hope. It's the reason we have hope today. Number four. The fourth reason we live with the most hope, why we have more hope than anybody else, is because God will never stop loving us. God will never, never, never stop loving us. Jeremiah chapter 31 in the Bible, verse 3, God says this, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Did you know that? God says, I love you with an everlasting love. How long is everlasting? Forever. It's everlasting. Duh. God has never made a person he doesn't love. In fact, you can't make God stop loving you. You can try, but you'll fail because God's love is based on who he is, not who you are. God will never stop loving you. And this is the fourth reason why Christianity spread so fast, is because they carried not just a message of hope, but they carried a message of love. God doesn't wait for you to love him before he starts loving you. God loved you first. In fact, the only reason you're breathing is because God made you to love you. And the most famous verse in the Bible is John 3:16 and 17. It's that next verse. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that's Jesus, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God wants you to know his love. God not only wants you to know his love, he wants you to feel his love. Because when you feel God's love, it transforms you. And then you know what? He expects you to pass it on to other people. I have seen God turn hateful men into loving men. I've seen God turn bigots and racists into gentlemen and gentle women. Because when God's love hits your heart, it changes you. Now you say, well, I know God. Let me ask you, has your life changed? Well, not really. Then you don't know God. Because somebody as big as God can't come into your life and it not change you. When God's love comes into your life, it changes the way you react to everybody else. In fact, Jesus said it like this, John 13, it's on the screen. I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. And your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. You know, years later, John, one of the original 12 guys, would reemphasize this. And in 1 John chapter 3, he wrote this. This is how we know who the children of God are. Anyone who doesn't obey God's command and doesn't love others is not a child of God. This is the message we've heard from the beginning. We must love each other. That's the kind of thing that God changes in your life. You start even loving your enemies when God comes into your life. You know, the most amazing conversion in the Bible is this guy named Paul. He later became Saint Paul. Paul was a religious terrorist. His job was to kill Christians. And he traveled all around, the Palestine area, killing Christians. That was his job. He was a religious terrorist. And one day, he's going to Syria, to Damascus, to kill a bunch of Christians there. And on the road to Damascus, he encounters the resurrected Jesus Christ. And Jesus says to Paul, "Why are you persecuting me?" Paul becomes, falls to his knees and says, "My Lord and my God." And the man who had been a religious terrorist becomes the apostle of love. And Paul wrote the most beautiful words on love ever written, 1 Corinthians 13. They are read at weddings literally every single day around the world. Now, the fifth reason why we who are followers of Jesus Christ have more hope than anybody else is this. We know the purposes that we're created for. We know the purpose of life. Most people, you know, I've traveled all around the world, and I've discovered most people don't have the slightest idea what is the purpose of their life. You say, what's the purpose of your life? I don't know. You can have success without having significance. Significance comes from knowing your purpose. Why am I here? What on earth am I here for? Why does my life exist? What is the purpose of my life? Does my life have any meaning? These are the fundamental questions of life. You can fill your life with popularity and power and possessions and all pleasures and not know your purpose, and there's still the emptiness. When you don't know your purpose in life, when you don't know why you're here on earth, then there's this big hole in you, and you try to fill that emptiness with a lot of other stuff. Money, sex, achievement, success, travel, pleasure, sports, hobbies. Those are all good things, but they're never going to take the place of knowing why in the world are you here? Why do you exist? Why are you even alive? What is the purpose of your life? There are thousands of verses about the purpose of your life in this book, but if you've never read it, you don't know it. You don't know what on earth am I here for. And at some point, you, even if you're living the good life, you put your head down on the pillow at night and you go, there's got to be more to life than this, because there is. You were wired by God for much, much more. You were made for so much more than simply the good life. You're made for the better life. Now, I don't have time today on Easter Sunday to explain to you the five purposes of your life. But let me just quickly show you just a few of the thousands of verses about God's purpose for creating you. Psalm 138 says this, verse 8. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me because his love endures forever. What is that verse saying? It's saying the reason there's a purpose for your life is because you have a creator who loves you. God always acts in love toward you. And because he loves you, he made you for a purpose. You were made by God and you were made for God. And until you figure that out, life's never going to make sense. It's just not going to make sense. The next verse, Jeremiah 29 says this, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He's saying that God's purpose for your life is a good plan. You're not going to run from it. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It has hope and purpose and future. In the next verse, Jesus says in John chapter 10, Jesus says, my purpose is to give life in all its fullness. You're not really living until you're connected to God. You're just existing. You were made for so much more than get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, party on the weekend. Jesus said, you're not really living. I came to give you life in its fullness. The key to your fulfillment in life is knowing your purpose in life. The next verse, Romans 8:28, the Bible says this, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. When you're living out the purpose you were created for, that God made you for, God says, I'm going to bring good even out of the bad stuff in your life. I'll take all of, even the dumb stuff, even the bad decisions I make, even my mistakes, even my sins. He says, I'll figure that all out. I'll work it all out for good in your life because you're going for my purpose. That's a great thing. That's a great news. And then he says this in Mark chapter 8, Jesus says, if you insist on saving your life, you're going to lose it. In other words, you're going to go with your plan, you're going to go with God's plan. If you insist on saving your life, you'll lose it. Only those who give away their lives for my sake and the good news will ever know what it means to really live. He's saying, you know, your plan is going to lead you to frustration. You're going to lose. By the way, how's that going for you? You've been going on your plan for your life. How's that working out for you? You totally fulfilled? You totally satisfied? Life's everything you want it to be? God says, no, no. You go with my plan, then you're going to know how to really live. But you can't go with your plan and God's plan at the same time. You got to decide which one you're going to go for. Your purpose in life or God's purpose in your life? You were made for so much more. And he says, only if you give your life away will you ever know what it means to really live. What's he saying there? You're not ready to live till you know what's worth dying for. Do you know what you'd die for in life? If you don't, you're not really ready to live. You know, after the resurrection, first tens of thousands, then hundreds of thousands, then millions of people became followers of Jesus Christ. Of course, as I said, now billions today. This scared the Roman Empire because millions of people were becoming followers of the resurrected Jesus Christ. There were just too many eyewitnesses, and it scared them to death. So the Roman Empire started what was called the Great Persecution. And for the first 300 years of Christianity, it was illegal to be a Christian. And if you made the decision to say, I'm going to become a follower of Christ, you were more likely to be fed to lions in the Colosseum, or crucified yourself, or beheaded. It meant ultimately probably certain death. People were signing their own death warrant by saying, I'm going to become a follower of Christ. Why did they become followers? Because of the hope. All the things we've just covered.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime, or you can download the Daily Hope podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Rick will be back in a moment with a final word, so please stay with us. Every year at Easter, we remember Jesus' sacrifice for us and celebrate his resurrection. Pastor Rick created a unique resource called Journey with Jesus that will give you a way to celebrate, reflect, and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Every year, Christians from all over the world remember the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ by traveling to Jerusalem, where they walk the path that Jesus took on the way to the cross. That path is called the Via Dolorosa, which literally means the way of suffering. Now, since you may not be able to ever travel to Jerusalem, I want to suggest a way for you to celebrate and reflect on and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. So I've created a brand new one-of-a-kind resource that will take you through the 15 stops that the Bible tells us Jesus took on the road to Calvary and his death on the cross. Now, we're calling this resource Journey with Jesus. Journey with Jesus is a deluxe hardcover gift edition book that's illustrated with really beautiful photos, high-quality glossy photos of mosaic tile artwork that reflect each of the stops that Jesus made on his journey to the cross. You're not ever going to forget this gift. It's a great gift book to keep and to study over and over again, and it'd make a great gift for your family and your friends, too. This gift book is available when you donate to Daily Hope this month.
Request yours today by going to PastorRick.com or texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. There's only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.
Hi, this is Rick Warren, Bible teacher for the Daily Hope broadcast. Did you know that because of Easter, your past can be forgiven, you get a purpose for living, and you can have a home in heaven? That's good news. Where else are you going to get that kind of news? Nowhere else. And did you know that at Easter, studies have shown people are more open to an invitation to go to church than at any other time of the year?
don't go to church by yourself, but bring somebody who doesn't know Jesus Christ, a family member, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, a relative. And if you bring them to that church service and they come to know Christ, you're going to be making a friend for eternity. It'll be the most important investment you can ever make in their lives. And by the way, if they come to Christ, would you let me know about it? I'd love to hear that story that you brought somebody to Easter and they found Jesus. You can write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. I would love to hear from you. God bless you and happy Easter.